Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I am the penis of William Gallas, and now I am your god. You will kneel in front of me, and all of you will wear the helmet of Gallas.
Hello and welcome to another Arsblog Arscast on arsblog.com in association with oleole.com and brought to you this week. The beer of the week is Kronenbourg 1664 Premier Cru, 6% volume, and it comes in a very funky blue bottle. There it is, look. It's excellent. So, yeah, it's an Arscast, which will feature between now and the end your phone calls. When I asked on the blog the other day for people to phone up and leave a voicemail with their prediction for the season and something that they were looking forward to, there was a load of people rang up. So we'll play some of those to you. We'll play actually quite a lot of them to you because it's quite interesting. The general feeling out there amongst Arsenal fans. As well as that, the man in the bar is here. He's got a player history, and there's, I don't know, some other stuff between now and the end as well, which I haven't thought of because I've only just started. So, there really is sort of only one way, or one place, or one story to start this week's Arscast on, and that is, of course, the captaincy. Yesterday morning, there were all these reports that Gilberto Silva had been officially given the captaincy of Arsenal. And this popped up in, you know, a number of places. There was no confirmation of it from Arsenal. There were no quotes associated with that particular story either. Just somebody decided to say he's officially captain, and then just more sort of cretins followed that story without doing any more research into it than going, well, dude, doing that story, so we better do that story. And then, later in the afternoon, came the announcement on Arsenal.com that Arsene Wenger had made William Gallas the captain. Now, I'm baffled. I really am. I can't understand why Gilberto isn't giving it. And there are all these theories now that maybe Gilberto's not going to play so many games this season, or, you know, is he not going to play, give the captaincy to a player who's not going to be a first-team regular? I don't know. I just think there's something wrong with William Gallas having the captaincy. Now, this season, and I said it in the season preview that I posted yesterday, which you can find in the column section, I said everybody starts with a clean slate, because that's the only way to go into a season. If you're going in with hang-ups and chips on shoulders about various players, you're just going to get annoyed. So I said, look, clean sheet, everybody. And we can, you know, judge people on the performances that they put in this season, which is really the only fair way to do it. But I'm not sure that giving everybody a fresh start should include being in any way happy that William Gallas has been made the captain. Because, he didn't have a good season last season. And let's say he came into the team on the transfer deadline day, and then Chelsea accused him of all this sort of stuff, and then he got an injury, and he didn't impress too many people, I don't think, with the performances that he put in on the pitch, based on the various things that he'd been saying. And he did talk all throughout last season. Let's not forget that. From the moment that he joined Arsenal, He was talking about how Chelsea were this and this was that, and, you know, he's excited to be here and then blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, the kids aren't this, and then we're not doing this, and then Arsene Wenger's not buying that. So he did pretty much moan the whole way through his first season. Now, in the last few days, he's been coming out with very positive statements, and this is probably because he's been given the news by Arsene that he's the captain, and he wants, you know, him to be different. Like, stop being a cunt because you're captain of Arsenal. But I just think that down through the years, we've had some incredible captains. Frank McClintock, Pat Rice, Tony Adams, even Patrick Vieira. He was the only real candidate, I suppose, at that time. And maybe people thought that Arsene gave him the captaincy, you know, in order to appease him and to keep him at the club. And maybe that's true to a certain extent. So maybe there the captaincy lost a little bit of its value. And you could say the same thing about Thierry Henry, but I don't think that when Patrick Vieira left, there was any other candidate to be captain of Arsenal than Thierry Henry. He wasn't very good at it, let's face it. He's gone now, and we can say, look, he really wasn't that kind of a guy. He's not the kind of guy who should be the captain of a team. But at the time, there was nobody else that really we could have given the captaincy to. But now we have other candidates. I think Gilberto, in the absence of Henry, led the team very well. And maybe he's not shouty and in your face, but what Gilberto did last season, more than any other season that he's been with Arsenal since he joined in 2002, he led by example on the pitch. And people in the past have accused him of being a bit soft and a bit this and a bit that. But, you know, he stepped up. He scored goals from midfield. And in my mind, he led the team very well. And I'm not sure how happy he would be to have been passed over for the captaincy to William Gallas, who's only been at the club for, you know, a year, and hasn't in that year shown such awesomeness and brilliance and leadership that it's obvious that he should be the captain. He hasn't shown that he could do anything better than Gilberto has done. Kolo Touré's there as well. Maybe he is a bit quieter. Maybe he's not the organiser and the shouter. But what Kolo will do is lead by example on the pitch. He'll give you 110% every single time. So I just think that it's a poor decision by Arsene. And normally he makes decisions and you can see the logic in it, you know, from one way. Even if you don't agree with it, you can see where he's maybe coming from a club point of view. But this one, it's not a popular choice amongst the fans. Maybe it's a popular choice among the players. I don't really know. But I just think that he's made a bad decision in passing over Gilberto for the captaincy. And also Kolo Touré, guys that are Arsenal guys. And that's really a big part of being Arsenal captain, particularly from a fan's point of view. Anyway, he is the captain now. And there's not much we can do about it. It's Arsene's decision. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll bring out the best in Gallas. And if it does, well, then we can say, well, I suppose in one way Arsene got it right. But then it shouldn't need the captaincy to get the best out of Gallas, considering he's on record as saying we didn't see the real William Gallas last season. So maybe we will see the real William Gallas this time around. But whether or not it's got anything to do with the captaincy, we won't know. So anyway, that's it. I'm not happy with it. It makes me want to drink beer. Hang on. There it is, going down. Okay, I think we've waffled enough on that one. So anyway, during the week on the blog, I asked you if you wouldn't mind phoning in and leaving some voicemails about your thoughts for the season ahead. So let's listen to the first batch of those now.
Hello, I'm Lucas. I'm in Swansea in South Wales as a student. I think we will finish top four this year, but I've got a really good feeling about the Champions League, and I'm looking forward to us beating Barcelona with Robin Van Persie scoring a hat-trick and Thierry Henry barely containing his delight as the team he supports defeats his new pack of bastards.
Nice. My name's Darren Clark. I'm currently at work. I reckon that we'll actually finish in the top two this year. I'm so hopeful, and I think it'll all come together. And, yeah, we'll just wait and see.
Good morning, blogger. My name's Steve. I'm from North London. My prediction for the season ahead is that we're going to have a brilliant start. We're going to play some stunning football and be pushing hard at the top of the Premiership, not just that fourth place. The one thing I'm looking forward to is shoving it down the throats of those journalist cunts in the sports pages who've been predicting our demise. cunt. I can't wait for Sunday.
Hi, my name's Adam Richardson. I currently residing in the Brixton-Stockwell area of South London. My prediction for Arsenal this season is that we will definitely be in the top four, and I'd like to think that we'll definitely come away with a cup, maybe the Carling Cup with the kids playing well. And that's one thing I'm looking forward to, again, is seeing the likes of Danielson, Walcott strutting their stuff around various different grounds. And I get a feeling that this is the season that Walcott starts scoring some incredible goals. So, fingers crossed. Come on, Arsenal.
Hey, guys. It's Nigel Bennett calling from Perth, Western Australia. I'd really like to see Arsenal at least get into the top two. I think they've definitely got the potential to do it. Love to see them do well in Europe. And all I really hope for is a good attacking football with hopefully Rizicki and Kleb, Eduardo and Van Persie gelling together as a machine. Okay, love to see it. See you guys. Have fun. Ciao.
Hi there, Ask Blogger. Thanks for all the blogs. Very entertaining and amusing. I'm not really sure how I feel about the season ahead at the moment. It could be very good. It could be another disappointing one. But just looking at the first six home fixtures, so if we do well in those games, then I'll be getting excited. If it's another load of one-all draws or sort of very close victories, having gone 1-0 behind, I think we could be in for another roller coaster. Oh, it's Johnny in Wimbledon, by the way.
Hi, it's Sorry Gamer from Surrey. I think we'll be Premier League champions this season, and I'm most looking forward to see Robin van Persie smashing free kicks all over the shop.
Hi, Theo Holmes, Oxford. Looking forward to Clichy becoming the best left back in the Premiership, and Eduardo and van Persie banging in goals. Second or third in league, and definitely one cup. Come on, you Gooners.
Okay, man, listen up. My name is William Garas, man. All I have in this world are my balls and my work, and I ain't gonna break them for nobody. In this country, man, first you get the kids, and then you get the football, then you get the power, then you get the money, and then you'll get the fucking style, man. Okay, people are criticizing me a lot, but they don't know the true colors. I will succeed.
This is Chris the Mexican on the forums, calling from London. Prediction for the season is, I don't think we're going to do it. I don't think we're going to be as bad as last season. Probably third, falling away in March. I'm looking forward to seeing Darren Bent score about 2 goals. One in the first day of the season, and one in the last day of the season. Fucking me shite. Alright, laters.
This is Portsmouth's leading gooner calling with this year's prediction from the wrong side of the Atlantic. I'm expecting a stronger showing in the Premier League with a second or third place finish. Within 10 points, a very good possibility of lifting one or both of the domestic cups and a strong run to at least the last four of the Champions League. I still think next year is the year when it all comes good. Thanks.
My name is Stephen Gordon. I'm from Stanmore in Middlesex. My prediction for the season is that I feel like a dog with two cocks at the moment. I'm very happy. I think we're going to do extremely well in the league. I think the atmosphere within the club is much better now Thierry's gone. I would never have thought this previously. And I think the spirit and the capability among the players and the fact that they feel that they need to prove something will be everything that we need for this year to do very, very well indeed.
My name is Rajinder Singh, calling from Southampton. Prediction for the season, I think we're going to be close to second. Not quite first this season. Also, I'm looking forward to our start of play. I think Badonu leaving. Does that mean we're going to be more willing to have shots on goal?
Yes, thank you. My name is Bob Agus. I'm from Falmouth in Cornwall, deep down in pasty land. I'm just about to put £20 on us to win the league and £20 on us to win the Champions League. Full of confidence this season. Looking forward to it.
Hi, Irish Blog. Joe from Whitehaven, Northern Ireland. I'm hoping to see to score 3/4 of the goals that they create. If they do that, then sky's the limit. Who knows what might happen.
G'day. This is Sid Arden from Australia. Basically, my prediction for the season, anyway, I think we'll have a better season than the last two. Definitely a better season, and I hope Colaturo will be the captain. And, go the boys. I reckon we don't need to buy any players. Wenger knows what he's doing, and, good. I love the Irish block, or like the Ars block as well. Good on you, mate. Cheers.
Hello, it's Roman. My opinion is that it depends on how the first six games go. Being a fairly young squad with a limited number of experienced players, if we get good results in the first six games, then I think that will increase confidence and they'll go on from there. If not, then I think they'll lose the confidence and we'll start seeing them struggle for the rest of the season.
Richard from Hornsey. My prediction for the season is we will finish third, I hope. What I'm looking forward to most, I think, is seeing the young players achieve more consistency and get better results away from home against mediocre teams, especially.
Big J. DeLevy in sunny Shoreditch. Looking forward to Theo coming of age and Arsenal beating a cock-a-hoop Tottenham. It'll be third place for Arsenal, unfortunately, because I don't think we've got the strength to go for the Premiership.
So that was some of you lot during the week ringing in on the voicemail and leaving your message and prediction for the season ahead. It's all pretty positive, isn't it, really? For the most part. I don't know whether positive people use the phone more than negative people, but I think people are very willing to give this team time to grow. We'll have another batch of you lot quite shortly, but now the man in the bar is here and he's got another player history.
Hello there you are again. It's good for you to come in now this week. See, you couldn't be bothered coming in last week after your holidays. You could have showed off your tan. We'd have all gone, look at you with your big red face and your bits of old skin falling off your forehead. Oh, Jesus, we'd have laughed. We would have. Anyway, it's a player history you're looking for, I suppose, and I'll give you one. And talking about a very famous Arsenal player this week, so we are. His name was Tony Adams. And he joined Arsenal when he was 3 months old, when he was playing for his school team, so he did. In January 1988, he became the captain of Arsenal, taking over from another Arsenal legend, Kenny Sansom, who of course we've told you all about before.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
He remained Arsenal captain until he retired from football in 2002. And you can see he was made captain because he was an Arsenal man through and through. He wasn't just some blow-in fucking big mouth cunt that came in and just happened to be the oldest player to give the captaincy to, and never mind that there might be other fellas there be quite as good. He was the captain. Now, Tony was fond of drink, as you all know, and one day when he was driving home and he'd had a bit too much to drink, he crashed into a wall and he went to prison for a little while. But he played for the prison team and scored 16 goals in 2 appearances for them. He came back to Arsenal and sure kept on drinking, but it was after Euro 96 when he gave up. And Arsene Wenger took over at Arsenal, and it was good for him because instead of eating chips and drinking Guinness every day, he'd drink water and eat pasta. Things that were good for you anyway. His finest moment, I suppose, came in 1998 when he scored that magical goal in front of the North Bank against Everton to clinch the double in Arsene Wenger's first full season in charge. Oh, it was mighty, so it was. Would you believe it, said the commentator. And I nearly didn't believe it. I thought it was hallucinating. Anyway, he went on to lift more trophies, FA Cups, another double in 2002. And people rightly remember him as a great captain. His style, he led by example on the pitch. He gave everything, heart and soul, and he didn't mouth off. And he wasn't a big, stupid, fucking old Chelsea cunt that should be my captain now. Nowadays, Tony Adams does something with Portsmouth and Harry Redknapp. I don't really care too much for what it is.
That was the man in the bar, and he'll be back with another player history on next week's Arsecast. Now then, you know the Arsecast is sponsored by OleOle.com, and they have got a fantasy football game going on their website, which you can find at obviously OleOle.com. They've got the usual stuff. They've got, you can play in England, in Spain, in Italy, France, and Germany, but they've also got a European Super League where you can pick your team from players from all of those leagues, and top prize for that one is a trip to the European Championship Final in Vienna for Euro 2008. There is an Arse Blog League set up by one of the guys on the Arses, Melbourne Gooner. All you have to do is join that league. I think it's called arseblog.com. That's the name of the league. And the password is jamribter. Which is jam rib tur, which is after the cocktail that we invented the other night when we came home really, really drunk. And we'd nothing else in the house, only a bottle of Jameson's and a bottle of Ribena. So Jameson's, Ribena, water. It wasn't bad, I have to say. It was 4:30 in the morning. And, you know, you don't tend to be too discerning at that time. Once there's more booze, everything's okay. But I found it quite tasty. I haven't quite got up the gumption yet to try one when sober. Maybe it would shatter my illusions a little bit too much, you see. So that's it. Anyway, if you want to join up with that league, it is arseblog.com. Password, jamribter. So that's JAMRIBTER. So there you go. Have a go, and you could win yourself a trip to Euro 2008, as well as other cool stuff like PlayStation 3s and that. So check it out. It's www.oleole.com/fantasyfootball. Now then, here's the second batch of your thoughts on the season ahead, and that's it.
Hi, this is Steve calling from the Gold Coast in Australia, even though I'm English. Really looking forward to Arsenal sweeping everything before them this season. Feel very excited and optimistic. Would love to see Van Persie finish top scorer. I think he's a brilliant player. And looking forward to seeing what Eduardo can do. Still think we need one more key player. Come and ask him. Let's sign him soon and put us all out of our misery. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay. I'm Howard Smith. I'm in East Molesey, and sorry. What I'm really looking forward to this year is seeing Robin van Persie come of age and outshine Thierry Henry when we play Barcelona in the Champions League in just the same way that Fabregas did to Patrick Vieira a couple of years back. Enjoy. See ya.
Yes, this is Kanti. I'm a Arsenal fan, originally from Ghana, now living in Jersey City, USA. I look forward to big things this season, and surely those who have written us off are going to eat humble pie at the end of the season. And those who dare to mention the name of Arsenal in the same breath as those tottering cunts at White Hart Lane and Newcastle, well, they should just forget it.
Hi, this is Hope from Banbury. For this season, I hope we finish in the top three. And also, I hope that Spurs usually fall away again like they always do and don't finish anywhere near the top four. And come on, you young guns. Let's prove you can win things with kids. Where have we heard that before?
Hi, Arseblog. It's Carolyn from South London. My prediction for this year is that I will be able to retire and spend the rest of my life living the life of Riley, having put on a series of wagers on a variety of combinations of Arsenal winning anything from one single trophy to all four of the big ones. And if the latter happens, I shall be very, very rich indeed. And the other thing I'm looking forward to, sorry, I know I was only supposed to have one, is ramming the newspaper cuttings with all of the national media reporters' stories about how Arsenal is in crisis, how dreadful we are, how we're not even going to challenge the UEFA Cup, let alone the Champions League, ramming them down their throats at the end of the season. Thank you and good night.
Hi, Arsblog. It's Chris here from Plymouth, UK. I am most looking forward to basically having some in football back again. I've missed it. I'm also looking forward to seeing how quickly the youngsters adapt to our squad and how quickly they adapt to the Premiership, particularly Nicholas Bentner. And my prediction for the season is we'll finish second. I don't think quite ready yet, but I think we'll finish second, and I think we'll win a cup.
Hey, Arsers. This is Ars Jackeen calling from Dublin. My prediction for the new season? Well, assuming no more new signings, then a minimum third place. And the one thing I'm looking forward to in the new season is Robin van Persie scoring an awful lot of goals. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ian, currently living in Barbados. This may explain a bit why I'm so optimistic for the coming season. Anyway, I think we have a very good side that will fight and play for each other. No major egos. Okay, let's forget about William for now. We'll need some luck around key players and key games, but what team does not? I see a close finish for the Premiership, maybe winning it, certainly in contention until late April, and a couple of good cup runs. Overall, very optimistic. Good luck to the Gunners.
Hello, this is Ars Jackeen again. Upon reflection, my last message was a little bit polite, so here's another message. Right, we should finish higher than those Russian money-stealing from peasants cunts, and of course Lily White cunts. I'm also looking forward to us beating the shit out of those Northern Orc cunty teams, especially Bolt cunt on and Barcode cunts. So there.
Hello, my name is Harry. I'm calling from Nigeria. I've enjoyed the Arsenal team very good season. And no one has believed that they can finish among the first two. The FA Cup is another reason, that is the Carlton Cup. And I hope you have a wonderful time in the Champions League. Gone as for life.
Hi, my name's Terry from Kingston, Surrey. And my prediction is a pessimistic mid-table obscurity, unfortunately. One thing I'm looking forward to is a bit more Arsblog this season.
Yeah, hello. My name's Richard Johnson. I'm from London. Prediction for the year, I reckon we'll finish second. Unfortunately, Chelsea, I think we've got the beat in the Man U, and Liverpool are going to have a rotten season. Looking forward to the emergence of Diaby as a real top-class midfielder, and also Giroud as a top-class centre-half. Really think they've got massive potential and are going to be fantastic players for us over the years to come.
My name's Joey Glynn. I'm phoning from North West London in Hendon. I'm predicting first or second this season. It's going to be a good season for us. I think Eduardo is a fucking brilliant signing, and I think he's going to do the business and get about 15 goals, while Van Persie's going to get 20. So the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is us finishing up there and Spurs finishing around 10th.
Hi, this is Red Current from Hayes in Middlesex. My prediction for the season is an optimistic third. I do also predict that Van Persie will score more goals than any of those twats that play in white from the other part of North London. But most of all, come on, you Gunners!
Hello, it's Len from Watford. I am looking forward to the season. I want to see Van Persie knocking a few goals. I seriously think we'll break into the top two. No, I'm optimistic, but I think that will happen. I'm looking forward to see, as I said, Van Persie. Also, maybe see our Walcott get a few games. And Arsene Wenger sign his new contract.
Hi, I'm Arjun. I'm an Arsenal fan from Bombay, India. I'm being very optimistic right now, so before the start of the season. So I'm predicting us to win the EPL. Main thing I'm looking forward to this season is Van Persie contending for the Golden Boot. Also, I'm looking forward to the Champions League. Well, anyway, here's to the next season. And come on, you Gunners.
I'm Daniel from Croydon. My prediction for the season is we finish first. And I'd like to see us beating Chelsea and Manchester United on the way to lifting in the FA Cup.
So prediction for next season. First, why not? First Champions League, first FA Cup, first Carling Cup.
And if you won, if Gallagher's out, he's the most pessimistic guy in the world. Let's go first. Where I'm from, I'm Sonny Slough. My name is Dennis Bergkamp. Cheers.
So more of your thoughts on the season ahead, and thanks again to everybody who phoned in. People from all over the world rang in and left their messages, which is why there were so many, because I know I think everybody took the time to leave them, so they should all get a bit of airspace. Airtime? Airspace? Airspace, if I could give you airspace, I would. You could have your own little pocket of airspace around your house, which would be quite cool. You could, you know, declare war on people that entered your airspace. If you were that kind of a person, which I'm sure most of you aren't. Fulham on Sunday. It looks like Gilberto's out, which we expected, but Adebayor is doubtful, which is better than we thought, because he was ruled out on the official website the other week. They said he wouldn't play in the game. Now he's just doubtful, so who knows? He could be part of things on Sunday. It's going to be good, isn't it, to get football back? I'm really, really looking forward to it. And while I still think we're a couple of players short of having a side that's really going to challenge for the title, and I hope we'll bring those players in between now and the end of August, but there really is no second-guessing Arsene Wenger. When you expect him to do one thing, he does something completely different. And some of the things he's done this summer, it's been a weird summer, hasn't it, really, when you think about it. It's kind of gone by quick enough, I have to say. But it's just been a bit weird. You know, the whole contract thing's been hanging there, and I'm pretty confident Arsene will sign on. But the Sanya signing, when we already had two right-backs, and then the Da Silva signing, Eduardo Da Silva, he just boom, out of nowhere, you get this signing. And Henri, boom, done and dusted in like, you know, 24 hours, the whole thing. Freddy, gone. Reyes, gone. Bit more protracted, but it's just been weird, I thought. Anyway. Could be just me. But on Sunday it all kicks off again, and you'd have to think, or you'd like to think, that the players that we have are more than enough to get the season off to a good start against Fulham, which is probably why everybody is feeling so optimistic. The opening games of the season aren't the most difficult we've ever faced, and the chance to get off to a good start and not find ourselves way behind so early on like we were last year, making it just impossible for us to catch up in the end. You know, the chances of that happening are much slimmer this time around. And Chelsea with a load of players injured, who knows what sort of a start to the season they're going to have. Torres, will he score goals? Will he take like 10 games to score a goal like Bergkamp or something like that? Who knows? Who knows what could happen? Tevez could, you know, something could happen to Tevez, couldn't it? I mean, everything else seems to have happened to Tevez in his life. What's to say the minute he gets to Manchester, something else crazy? He must have had a mad life, Tevez, when you think about it. Anyway, we're going off the point. I expect 3 points on Sunday against Fulham, and it'll be interesting to see not only the team that we put out, but the formation that we put out as well. You think Diaby's got to play, Rosicki's got to play. Will he look at Hleb playing as the support striker? How is he going to do it? It's going to be really, really interesting. So I'm very, very looking forward to that. 12 o'clock on Sunday, as we said, is a really shit time, isn't it? Why couldn't we just have played at 3 o'clock on the Saturday? What was the problem with that? You know, Sunderland are playing against Spurs, aren't they? And that's at home. They're in the Stadium of Light. So there's no hassle with that. There's like Super Sunday and all that shit on the Sunday. Man United and Chelsea are on, and Birmingham and Reading and all those. So why do we have to play at 12 o'clock on a Sunday morning? Why can't we just play at 3 o'clock on Saturday, which is a much better time? These guys that schedule football matches do not take into account the life of an amateur footballer, do they? Anyway, we'll see what happens, but hopefully 3 points in the bag on Sunday. If I have to make a prediction, I think we'll, you know, knock a couple of goals past them, at least 2-3 Arsenal. And I hope the nil comes in, because I'd like to see us be a lot more defensively stable this time around. So that's about it then for another Arscast. There'll be another one next week, exactly 7 days from now. There will be another Arscast. It'll be a landmark Arscast. Number 40. Do they say life begins at 40? Well, who knows what will begin on the Arscast on episode 40. I don't want you to think that actually something is going to happen, because you tune in next week for, oh, well, he said something was going to happen after 40. Nah. It's just going to be the same old shit week after week. So there you go, another Arsecast, over and done with. That's it, it's over, it's it, gone, finished. Here's to Sunday, here's to three lovely, delicious points, and a good start to a new season, and lots of goals, and funky football, and all the rest of it. Talk to you all next week on the blog, and until next week's Arsecast, bye.
Hello, Emmanuel Adebayor here. Looking forward to the new season, but good that I can't play in the first game against Fulham. It's because of the injury that I picked up in training. Well, not so much in training as in a nightclub. You see, I was having fun tonight, and everywhere I looked, all the people around me were Wang Chunging. They were doing the Wang Chung tonight. And I was just trying to have fun tonight, they were doing the Wang Chung tonight. So I decided to Wang Chung, and then I hurt my groin. Oh, so I missed the game. I'm gutted. Adebayor, have fun tonight. Adebayor Wang Chung tonight.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.